From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
We've been talking about the power line. It's part of the Robbins Island Wind Farm proposal. Anton Rona is the CEO of the company behind the project. Anton Rona, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
You've had a chance to listen to what is clearly a significant amount of community concern about your 170-kilometre transmission line. Have you misread the community mood about a willingness to have this running through the northwest?
Yeah, I think we probably have misread the situation a bit and also misread the process that we undertook through the community consultation.
And so what are the implications of that?
Yeah, sure. So, look, I think a couple of things if I can comment on, if possible, please. And first of all, I'd like to thank everyone, including the NIADA Action Group and the participants in turning up for last night. It was valuable for us to get this feedback. I think at the end of the day, we are committed to the inform, consult, collaborate and empower. And this was the first step of many community consultation processes that will go through to the end of this year. I think at the end of the day, in listening to the concerns that came out, if I can try and I think I've tried to break up a couple of them, was everyone thinks that the route is finalised. That's not correct. It's just the start of the process. And that's why we're going through community consultation. Second one is the lack of consultation. And look, we think we've started the process, but at the end of the day, we can obviously do better. And really the key one that's crystallised a lot is this proposal of going through the Living Gorge. And it's just very evident that we've got to look at a clear alternative now.
And so you're saying to us this morning that you've heard those concerns and you will work to, you'll commit to going around the Living Gorge?
I will commit to actually trying to make sure there's a balance between community concerns, environmental approvals and economics. And I am very keen to look at alternative routes, definitely.
And you're acknowledging that on reflection and from that meeting yesterday, you have perhaps not done or misread, mishandled the community consultation on this power line to this point.
I don't think we've misunderstood. I think what we've done is that this is the start of the process, and I think everyone's thinking that it's already a finalised deal. Some of the comments that were in there are throwing just a whole lot of petrol onto us actually trying to just work through the issues. And what we're really keen to do is work through the community to find the most optimum solution.
What happens from here? You've said there will be changes, even as we speak. You've said you'll now move around the Leven Gorge.
It continues. We don't stop now. We've actually got to come up with alternative routes and have different discussions with parties. We're going to still continue discussing with the NIADA Action Group. We're going to sit down, talk with landholders, work with TAS networks. It is a very complex issue, and it's nothing that can be resolved over one meeting in a town hall. It's numerous meetings and it's numerous discussions with people. At the end of the day, this is a $1.2 billion investment for all of Northwest Tasmania. It's going to create probably 400 to 500 jobs in Northwest Tasmania. And the investment is quite critical. But I do take into account what Romy says, is that there's significant investment in the tourism industry. And at the end of the day, I think the quote, if I can just go back to a quote, was, do we risk our brand Tasmania? No, we're not going to risk the brand Tasmania because we're actually adding on to it by being known as a renewable energy generator. But I do take on her feedback about the Living Gorge and creation of tourism and the ecotourism around that area.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Anton Rona, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.